exist loudly. We can do hard things. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Troy Farkas Show, a podcast that's not about me, but about all of us. The 20s are a crucial time in our lives, and on this show, we navigate the highs and lows of early adulthood together. Thank you for listening to another edition of the Monday Show. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. I know that I did. I'm going to talk about that and how it relates to those two quotes coming up in a couple of moments here. But first, I just want to dive into the subject today because my talk with Jake and Connor last week got me thinking about how I view friendship. So that is the subject for today's episode. I have a view of friendship at this point in our lives where we kind of need to start really taking stock of the people in our life. I believe that every relationship kind of needs to serve a purpose for both parties involved in the relationship. Maybe one person brings comedy and laughter and, you know, someone that's fun to go shopping with, and the other person brings, you know, hey, we can exercise together, or we love just going out to eat together. We love going to a brewery together, or whatever it is. Each party, each member of that relationship needs to fulfill some void for the other, whatever it is. That is up to you guys to decide. But I have found in my adult life that I have taken stock of several relationships and asked, you know, is this really worth it? Is this person that's constantly canceling on me, or is this person that's just not responding to me, or this person that's responding to me every other time, is this worth the headache? I've questioned that before with several people in my life. And in some cases, I've just gone with the flow and let it happen and let people to continue walk over me. Or other times I've just, I've called people out on it and then made some changes, and that has sometimes resulted in the loss of friendships. And it's in those moments that you kind of learn people's true colors. So the following essay that I've written here is just kind of my take on friendships and relationships at this point in our lives, you know, in the 20 to 30 range. How should we all view friendship? This is my take on it. Take a listen. Look at the people in your life. Ask yourself, what does this person do for me? It's a selfish question, but at this point in our lives, when we're on our own and figuring it out, we have to put ourselves first. Because the 20s and the decisions we make now will shape our futures. So we have to be selfish. And from this point forward, every relationship must benefit us in some way. Maybe one friend makes you laugh. Great. Laughter truly is the best medicine. Perhaps another friend loves adventure. Awesome. You need someone to force you from your comfort zone. And my personal favorite, maintain the friendships with those who make you think, people you can have meaningful conversations with. But that girl from your sorority who still stirs up drama, or that guy in your office who's always complaining, reevaluate their roles in your life. Their toxic sludge will seep into your bloodstream. Their aura will overtake you, transforming you into someone you don't want to be. If you have any friendships weighing you down, if there are people preventing you from living your best life, consider having a conversation with that person. Tell him how you feel. Explain to her why it just isn't working out. If you want to repair the friendship, suggest possible solutions. If you see it as a lost cause, then cut ties altogether. Thank him or her and wish all the best in the future. It's a difficult conversation to have, but in my experience, the hardest conversations are the ones worth having. As we age, the number of relationships we have dwindles more each year. We lose touch. We get busy. We have husbands and wives and kids. We pick up and move to the other side of the country. It's a sad aspect of growing up, but it's the truth. It's not a numbers game anymore. In high school, we marveled at the number of signatures in our yearbooks. 3 years later, at the pregames and the parties and the tailgates, our friends were too many to count. But now, it's about quality. Examine the quality of the relationships in your life. We are the product of the people around us. We become the choices we make. Choose wisely. So yeah, there it is. I have, throughout my adult life, I have eliminated some people from my life or just let these friendships slowly fade away just because I didn't really feel that they were worth the effort. They weren't worth the time anymore. I'm a person who is very loyal. I will go out of my way for the people that are important to me every single time. But there comes a point where you're not receiving as much as you are giving. And when you notice that, when you take stock of the friendships in your life and notice that, it's time to maybe make some changes, whether it's having a conversation with that person, not just saying that it's a lost cause and can't be repaired, because relationships can be repaired. And I have done that. I have said to friends before, hey, this isn't working out, or hey, you know, this isn't working out in the way that I need it to. You are not filling the friendship void that I need out of you. And so we either have to come up with a way to fix this, or we have to, you know, move on from each other. And it's all love. It's all in the name of respect, no hard feelings, but sometimes you just have to make those tough decisions. And I believe that you have to have difficult conversations in order to move forward. I think an unfortunate byproduct of the age that we live in is that no one knows how to have difficult conversations anymore. I pride myself on calling someone up or being in person with someone and having a difficult conversation, one that would be so much easier to have over email, over text, over DM, whatever, because in those moments, you can plan out word for word what it is you are going to say. What I like to do is have difficult conversations because it's all spontaneous, because whatever people say and their initial reaction is probably what they truly feel. When you have a text message, you can concoct the perfect message that you want to say, that you want to portray. But when you catch someone off guard in person, that's where you get at the real roots of the problem. So I would challenge anyone to have difficult conversations with people in your life if they are not filling the void that you need them to, or if you are giving way too much of your time and your attention and your love and they're not giving you the same in return. I would urge everyone to take stock of those friendships in your life and ask yourself some tough questions, because that is all a part of moving on in this part in our lives, figuring out who is for real and who is not. I think as we get older, that is an essential part of being a human being. So that's my thoughts on that. Now, that quote at the top, we can do hard things. I came across that from Glennon Doyle, the book Untamed, you know, a New York Times bestseller, just an awesome book about female empowerment and taking leaps and taking risks and discovering who you are, whether it's in your 20s, 30s, or 40s. I think it was when Glennon said, you know what, I'm not in love with my husband, I'm in love with a woman. And then she broke away from this life with her husband and her kids and started a new one and just went through a lot of self-discovery, kind of like all of us are. And the thing that Glennon reiterated to herself all of the time in the book as she was making all these major life changes is we can do hard things. We often don't give ourselves enough credit for the things that we can do. But the reality is we can do anything that we put our minds to if we just take the risk and take the chance and believe in ourselves. And so this relates to my weekend. And so I want to tell you about my weekend, about we can do hard things. And also the second quote, exist loudly. Now, let me tell you about my weekend here. So Friday night, I went out in Denver, in downtown Denver, went out to a Food Network little restaurant here called Maria Empanada, where they serve these cool little empanadas. I heard Kamala Harris was there very recently, so I had to stop by. I got a little empanada. It was good. I don't have the most advanced palate, so I'm not one to really be a foodie and appreciate it, but I just had to do it for the experience. Then I went to a cool brewery that was serving colonial style beer. So it was not made with with barley and hops and all the other things that we usually think of. It was made with corn and some other ingredient, which was weird. I didn't like it that much, but such is life. So that was Friday night. Had a good time in downtown Denver. Saturday, I rented a car. I rented a car for the weekend for Saturday and Sunday. I don't have a car here, so I'm kind of just, can only really rely on public transportation in this area, and that can only take me so far. I wanted to go to Fort Collins, an hour away from Denver. Everything I'd ever heard about Fort Collins was that it was sick, great place for young people, one of the happiest places in the country, full of young people and local business and craft beer. And so I said, okay, I have to go there. And so, of course, you know, I always scout out a good coffee shop. And so I had found this place called Harbinger Coffee. It was really cool. I was the only one in there. And because you couldn't stay in there. You had to take away or sit outside. But I got into a lovely conversation with the barista there, who was maybe a year or two older than me. She was really nice. She was making my cup of coffee. It took a couple of minutes. So we were just chatting it up about Fort Collins and life in Colorado. And I really liked her tattoo. She had four or five tattoos on her body. One of them was just a picture of Oatly, like the oat milk brand. I love that. She had another one that was a coffee cup. She said just because she loved coffee. But then she also had this other one where there was some design. I forget what it was, but underneath it said exist loudly. And I said, what does that mean? She said that she saw it on Pinterest and thought it looked cool. And I laughed at that and it was hilarious. And then, you know, we talked for a couple more minutes and I was on my way. But I thought more about exist loudly. And that made me think that all of us, you know, don't exist silently. Don't just be another person. Be yourself. Be you. Be out there. Whatever it is that you want to share with the world, do it. Don't let fear of judgment, don't let fear of ridicule, of criticism stop you from doing what you believe is right or from doing what you want to do. Or don't let other people define how you live your life. Exist loudly. Exert your way of life over other people and let people conform to you. So that's what I took away from that, even if she didn't take it away from that. But shout out to Rowan at Harbinger Coffee. I'm glad to have made a new friend in Fort Collins. Then so I just walked around, you know, logged 15,000 steps around the city, went to Old Town Fort Collins, which was this really cool historic area, which was kind of the basis for Fort Collins once it was founded in the 1860s, I believe. And of course, restaurants, breweries. Stopped at one brewery that was really cool called Equinox, where this guy actually came by me and I had my journal out. I was writing down some things about my life and my future and taking stock of things because I do this constantly. And he actually says to me, he was probably about my age, and he says, what are you writing about or what are you journaling about? I said, just kind of taken aback. I'm writing about me. He said, that's so cool, dude. Not enough people think about their lives or something. It was something along those lines. And I said, yeah, I know they don't, but thank you. Thank you for shouting me out. And he came by me again and we talked a little bit and it just made me so happy. The interactions with that guy and with Rowan at the coffee shop is just what life is all about for me. Just be nice. Just have random conversations and random interactions with people. Just give so much love to other people, people that you don't know. If they look nice, if they look approachable, engage them in conversation. You never know what could be made of it. I just love treating other people nicely and other people treating me nicely in return. It's just one of my favorite things about what I do when I explore. It is just having all these chance encounters that really make you think and that leave an impression on you. And those were the highlights from the weekend. Aside from all the cool places that I saw and new experiences that I had, it was the talks with just these people that I met that made the weekend worthwhile. And on Sunday, I decided, okay, I explored urban Denver on Friday, explored urban Fort Collins on Saturday. I need to retreat into nature. So I'd found this. This is my first Colorado hike since I've been here. Not that enjoyable because it's just super snowy and icy. So that was unfortunate, but I did it. It was the Three Sisters Loop Trail. Like, it was only like 3.2 miles or something because, you know, first time dealing with the elevation in hiking. And also, I'm not a great navigator. And so, especially when the trails are covered in ice, I didn't want to really take any chances with anything super strenuous or super long because I didn't necessarily trust myself, as you could maybe tell from the last podcast. So I just knew I just wanted to keep it short and simple. But it ended up being a really good hike. I didn't get lost, never once was lost, never was even in danger of being lost. Hung out at the top for a bit. It was cool. And here we are back here in Centennial, Colorado. So that was my weekend. I hope you guys all had a wonderful weekend as well. And I hope that you take away from this episode that we need to just focus on the people that really matter in our lives and try to think about those people that maybe don't matter as much, or the people that are not giving us as much as we deserve, and then maybe reconsidering their roles in your life. So that's it for today's show. Remember, you can download and subscribe to the Troy Farkas Show wherever you get your podcasts. We post videos and blogs on the TroyFarkasShow.com. We have got someone in the works being hired for the social media manager position. So you will meet that person very soon, because he or she will be a very integral part of the show. If you like the show, tell a friend, leave a review, do whatever it is you do. I truly appreciate it. And I truly appreciate all of you listening. And I hope you guys all have a wonderful week ahead. Challenge yourself, get out of your comfort zone, work hard, be healthy, eat good food, be nice to people, call your grandma, whatever it is. Make sure you have a great week. Thank you for listening. I'll be back Thursday, but until then, peace out.